This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا Allah has eradicated us, or He created us from the womb of our mother. He says, we had no knowledge. We did not know anything. So then, وَجَعَلَكُمْ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ جَعَلَكُمْ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ. Allah has given us with us, or has blessed us with that. With sama, first thing is sama. Why sama? That you can hear things. When the Prophet is sent to you, before, you can listen to the Prophet. وَالْبَصَرَ, and the eyes, so that you can see the ni'am of Allah, that you can see the ayat of Allah. Before Allah has blessed you with sama and basar, qalb, right qalb. So they have sama, and they have basar, they have eyes, and they have ears, and also, or although they heard, and they thought that they did not believe, because the qalb, as I mentioned today, I said, the qalb was not there. So the qalb, I ask you that, look at the day. He says, والذي خلقكم في مخبت لعلكم تتقون. We said last week, remember I didn't forget. What did I was telling you a story and then I stopped at a cliffhanger. You guys remember, brother? What is a cliffhanger? Remember the story about the Elm and Adam and what Shaitan did? No, you guys forgot. Were you here last week? Remember what I said about the Shaitan with prayed? You know, to show the difference between the Adam and the Abed. Adam is the one who has sinned, and the Abed is the way man, the worshipper. Remember that? But then he talks, and he says, when he whispered to Abed first, he says, can Allah put the whole world into an egg? He's just a whispering, so the doctor, because then, you know, he just think of something. What's this? Can Allah put the whole world inside of an egg? The Abid said, no. Kafar. He made kafar. So Satan went and he whispered to Adam. He asked him, can Allah put the entire world inside of an egg? What did Adam say? Adam said, yes. Satan whispered again. How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the world to become small. Allah will tell the egg to become big. Allah will say, be an egg, and the egg will go inside, or the world will go inside, the world. So the shaytan talking to the shayateen, you see, our ilm, how does the Adam spoils all our efforts. Because the shaytan is talking to the shayateen, he says, look, you see that it's Adam, so focus on the Adam. Focus on the Abed. The Abed, we can get them out. Get them out. He goes, you know, he passes by, here's the Abed. He is walking, and he is a poor mouse. Bad mouse. Idiot mouse. Poor mouse. Look, he's so beautiful, but he's dead. And he puts it in his pocket. And he goes to the museum. Abed is here. He just forgot. No, he didn't forget. He did not know that this beautiful mouse that is as common as that is Najasa. If he confesses, he will not be accepted. Because he's picking up that Najasa, he's touching it, he's putting it in his clothes. So this is the Abed. He doesn't have the knowledge. What as the Adam? We cannot mess around with the Adam knows. We said ibadah yesterday, not last week. If one time is in the middle of Allah, we do anything of ibadah. There is another beautiful definition of ibadah. Al-ibadah is the intikal amr Allah, wa al-tinaat nahi Allah. Ibadah is when you abide by the ibadah. Ibadah means what? But I'll give you a definition. Ibadah is to abide by the words of Allah, the commands of Allah, and to stay away from what Allah has made prohibited. Al-ibadah. So you do everything that Allah allows, and you stay away from everything that Allah Azza wa Jalla demands. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. his brother Ahmed. There's one chapter in Sahih Bukhari about ilm before Ahmed. Ahmed means action. You need ilm. What do you need action? You need Ahmed. فأعلم أنه لا إله أنه لا إله واستغفر لذنبك. Know that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. واستغفر and then seek forgiveness from you. الله سبحانه وتعالى. يا أيها الناس قال في الله يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم والموت عن بعد عباد الصالحين. So we talk about عبادة العلم. العلم بالله العلم. It's the vision of العلم. العلم بالله المصدر. العلم بالله والعلم بأمر الله والعلم بالوعد والوعيد. وانت ما علم لي علم بالله. I need to have علم who is Allah. من هو الله؟ Who is Allah that I'm worshiping? I need to know about Allah عز وجل. والعلم بأمر الله. Allah عز وجل has أوامر. أمر الله. He has his يعني الوعد of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. I need to know about the أحكام. Know the laws of Allah عز وجل. والعلم بالوعد والوعيد. What's وعد والوعيد؟ الوعد is what Allah عز وجل has prepared for the believers. الجنة. And wa'id is the opposite, what Allah has prepared for the unbelievers as fire and the punishment. This is the type of ilm that we need to acquire as ilm. فَالْعِلْمُ بِاللَّهُ وَعِلْمُ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ كَانْ جِسْتُ اتْمَوْكُمْ جِدُّ الْحَاسِنِ وَالْعِلْمُ بِالْوَحْدِ وَالْوَحْدِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Why do we worship Allah? اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. What is your Lord? Why do we worship? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created the earth and the earth only to worship me. You know why we worship him? You know why? Why do you pray? Why do you fast? Why do you look? Why are you sitting here? You see? Take the key and go. Why are you sitting? Why are you doing this for that? Why? Come, say that next. This is what Allah said. You say, why? Do that. Because you love Allah. Because you serve Allah. Because we hope for his Jannah. Because we hope for his mercy. Because we know we hope for his mercy. We worship him because we love him. We worship him because also we fear his punishment. And we worship him because we hope for his mercy and forgiveness. And some they chose not to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or some they chose not to worship. So let's say you and your daddy have an agreement. He says, from Pakistan, he says he's gonna go to Canada, he's gonna go, you know, you study. So when you study, right, for 5 years you're gonna come back, you're gonna have a job, you're gonna have a house, you're gonna have a car, and we're gonna find you, we're gonna put you a girl. The agreement you have with your family. So you come to Canada 5 years. You didn't study. Your dad gave you the money. You had an agreement. You studied. And just when you come back, job, house, marriage, car, it's all been settled. But the first year, having fun. Second year, been fun. Third year, you started opening the groups. The fourth year, you come in the fourth year, so now you're going around asking. The fifth year is the exam. You pass the exam. Yes, you cheated. No, you failed. You failed. And then you come back to Pakistan. Dad, I took the exam. Okay, where's my wife? The first thing I ask. Where's the wife? What wife? Where's the degree? Where is it? Where's the degree? I don't know the degree. What's the agreement? The agreement is you get the degree and then we give you the job. You say, oh, Dad, no. You're wrong to me. You commit a film. You commit a film. You're wrong to me. I need a job. I need the wife. I need the money. Did your dad wrong you? I'm not giving you the wife. I'm not giving you the house. I'm not giving you the work. Did the society wrong you? Now, who wrongs you? Yourself. You chose. Whereas the other one, he came and then he did study and then he did get the degree and then he came and then he got You know what he was promised?
What is that? That's what you do. Do this.
What's waiting for you?
And now.
What's waiting for you?
Oh. What's waiting for you? And it's mine.
I think Brenda is going to do it.
That's
what
I did too.
So the other guy, nothing. So the same thing. This man, he believed. He did. He was reading. He prayed. He came to the message. He sat down. He. But the other one, he did not
take what he was promised.
I'm going to look at the
religion. This is your way. The one who created you.
Allah, yeah, you must have the Lord. So you need to get two things for the Ibadah, then we move on. You need two things, what you need?
I got things.
For the Ibadah to be second. That's what the Ibadah is saying. That is saying, yeah, you need ilm and amal. What is the ilm that you all have? What is it worth if you don't use it? And what's worth that amal that we do? What would be that people do? What about ilm? If we came here, what makes the Salat al-Jama'ah? You, what makes it not a Jama'ah? You need these components to make it a Jama'ah. You need to be that. You need to make from me, Imam, Ma'mun, Iqbal, Salat al-Jama'ah. Imam alone, there's no Salat al-Jama'ah. Go on. Ma'mun alone, there's no Jama'ah. But to take the other Jama'ah, you know, it needs Imam and Ma'mun. No. So likewise, for the Ilm, you need the Ilm, and you need the Amal together. Some people have wealth of knowledge. But you know, look at that guy, he became a doctor. I mean, he got his certificate, you know, his degree, and he went to, he put a, like a frame book, looking very nice. I think he put it on his wall. But for that, I'm a doctor. Like that. Dr. Fulan, Dr. Hada, people are dying, and he's sitting, eating, drinking tea, chai, and biscuit, and people are dying. So what is this with you becoming a doctor?
Yeah, I'm a doctor. Online. Look,
right here. I can see the degree, but you're not doing amal. You have the ilm, but you're not doing
amal.
Okay. Question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I promise you, 2 minutes, Count down. I promise, and I will keep my promise. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "Ya ayyuha an-nas, ibudu rabbakum, ibudu rabbakum." Why Allah says, "Ya ayyuha an-nas, ibudu rabbakum, rabbakum your Lord," and He does not say, "Ibudu Allah." Allah says, "All you people, worship your Lord, the one who created you and created those before you," and He does not say, "Worship Allah." Why Allah does not say, "Worship Allah"? And therefore, you can see it. This is what we do there. Not everywhere, just say, like, mystery. Now, we go deep. If you can deep, we understand, it becomes deep. Next time you recite it in Tarawih, inshallah. Oh, Abu Dhabi, Bakum, I know why I must have come here. You know, you can see it. Can you tell the Imam, keep going, and we're learning this more. We ask the other, Imam, Tumar. So why Allah is saying, "Wa'budu Rabbakum," your Lord, and He did not say, "Worship Allah." Does anybody know what He created? Who created the man? Alright? We know Allah. We know Allah is the creator also. The king being Allah. And the God of the Father, the Lord, and the Son of God, Allah. If you ask them who created the heavens and earth, they would say Allah. So even the non-Muslims, they knew Allah. So why Allah did not say, worship Allah? But He said, your Lord. The conversation between the Rabb and Abd.
Oh, that's it.
For everyone. Not for the only Muslims. Why you have Nas? Because remember, we talked about Nas. So this is Nas. You know, he didn't say, Ya Ladina Amanu. So this
here, that you have not. The whole man comes. So what is why Allah says Allah? The answer. After Ramadan. Why after Ramadan? Because we're going to pause it to see it enters after Ramadan, inshaAllah. If Allah gives us, inshaAllah, this life that makes us, when it is willing to start to be, the Father will be back to resume the decree of inshaAllah. And we'll talk about this Allah and the Rabb and the Sayyid. Al-Sayyid, Al-Rabb, Allah, Al-Ilah, Al-Samad, Al-Wahid. The old point to Allah. Why Allah? Why did he say that? What is it Allah? The Allah is not the answer. You need it for Allah. I 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 need it for Allah. We need it for Allah. God bless you. Any comments, any suggestions, any questions? So we share the team share. A father has an agreement with the son, and the son did not need the agreement. Okay. Well, he did not mean that exactly. What would the father do? Exactly. Okay, this is interesting. Because what would Allah, I had an agreement with you, you did this, you did not. So this person will be thrown somewhere not good. So now your father, you had an agreement. Because we cannot do this, we cannot write him with exactly. Allah is Allah. Allah of Allah will have left. And Allah Allah will have left. Allah is very good, he says, do things. And if you thought you knew on your own, confused, he says the prophets. The sales people let you go buy a car. Those are the people who's going to explain to you the car and how it functions. When you go buy Tesla or electric or whatever, I don't know how it works. The manual, even the manual, you need somebody to explain to you things. So the salesman will come and explain to you. Then he says, okay, do you have any questions? There's the manual. The manual, Quran. Allah knows whether you're going to succeed or not, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah puts you in a situation where He knows He can handle. So sometimes people will go through some sort of situation, they say, I can't handle this. It's too much for me. He loses his son, or he loses his rebellion. It's too much for me, I can't handle. This problem, I cannot be too much. Allah knows whether you're going to handle it or not. So Allah knows, that He puts you under something, under some sort of trial. He knows that you can. He knows that you can handle it. He's not going to put you under something with you, which is beyond you. He's not going to put you a trial that he said to the prophet with. Because the iman of the prophet is different. Allah is just as happy. So the test that you're going to go through is the test that goes in accordance with your iman. It's not going to be stronger than you. It is your weakness that says, it's too much for me. I cannot. It's your, the weakness of your iman may be so bad. Now you can look for exact Now you can look for Allah in the worst hour. Allah will not burden you with chapter that you cannot. So sometimes people who say, why me? What did I do wrong? Why Allah is taking me like this? Do I deserve this? I've heard that before. Do I deserve this? I don't deserve this.